The margin is 10 votes, and the Democrat is the winner. That's the result in the hand recount in the Washington State gubernatorial election. The tally was just announced this afternoon in Washington, but that is surely not the end of the closest election in American history. Joining us now is NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle. And Wendy, this is the first time that Christine Gregoire, the Democratic candidate, has held a lead over the Republican Dino Rossi, but it's not a very big lead.
It's certainly not a very big lead. You may recall, Robert, that the Republican, Dino Rossi, won the initial election count by 263 votes. His lead dwindled over Democrat Christine Gregoire to just 42 votes after a machine recount that was mandated by state law. Then the Democrats asked for a hand count, something provided for in Washington state. And now we have all those numbers from the hand recount in. And as you've said, Gregoire has won by 10 votes.
10 votes out of how many votes cast?
More than 2.8 million. Now, we should say that that 10-vote margin is likely to grow somewhat tomorrow. There was a Supreme Court ruling today, a state Supreme Court ruling today, that said that under a so-called safety valve provision of the law, King County had the discretion to review and, if appropriate, count roughly 700 ballots, which were mistakenly excluded from the original tally because of an administrative error.
Now, we should explain here. King County includes Seattle and some suburbs of Seattle. This is Democratic country in Washington state.
Absolutely. And Gregoire is expected to pick up votes from that 700. If you do some quick calculations and you assume that she will have roughly the same margin in those 700 votes as she had in the original tally, you come up with about 100 extra votes for Gregoire, which would give her a whopping total of 110 votes more than her Republican opponent.
Okay, let's say that after the 700 ballots, which the Washington State Supreme Court ruled on today and said should be counted, let's say that they fall the way you described, and that Gregoire, sometime tomorrow, has a margin in either the very high double digits or the very low triple digits. Will that be the end of it?
Oh, of course not. The Republicans are saying they're keeping all their options open. A spokesman for the Republican Party said today that based on the Supreme Court ruling, they would seek to have other counties include previously excluded ballots. The Secretary of State, who, by the way, is a Republican, says it's too late to do that because those results have already been certified. There are people in the Republican Party talking about trying to have a brand new election. They say this one's been so ugly and divisive, that would be the best outcome. But there's no provision in the state law to have a new election, and the Secretary of State said today both sides should abide by the results of the manual recount, but I don't think we've seen the end of this story.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert.